Today, my beloved people, our blessed Lord weeps over Jerusalem, that same city which he would gather around as a hen does her chicks, but they would not permit it. And now the same city has come to the peak of its glory. And forgetting about the principles of their religion. Outside the city, everything was beautiful, shining marble, everything spotless. But on the inside, that's another question. We have heard the parable of the clean dish, that we don't just clean the outside of the dish, but we clean the inside as well. And by so doing, God may increase sanctifying grace in our souls. We here are struggling very hard to give you the best of our religious inheritance, namely the sacraments. While there are others in the priesthood who have now made it a point that if someone is on their deathbed and they call after 6 o'clock in the evening, they'll get an answer. We do not make house calls. This happened to some people in the diocese or in the state of Iowa whose father, I don't know the whole details, wanted the last rites. They called the first priest. He said, we don't make house calls. They called another priest. He said the same thing. So they kept calling, and finally they called the fifth priest, who said, we don't make house calls. It makes it sound like the priesthood is a secular job that has a wage and a paycheck on Friday. That we don't work after 6 o'clock in the evening. Sorry. Would I want these men to take care of my spiritual needs? I've heard of this foolishness before when it happened to one of my relatives in Oregon. We must be on our guard. We must protect what we believe in, what we stand up for. Not so much by argumentation, but by prayer, by watching, by showing good example. These people are not really concerned if the person dies before they get to them or not, because all they have to do is the next morning say a resurrection mass, and that person will be in heaven. Is this the Catholic faith that we professed in the Creed? Is this the faith that we were baptized in many years ago? Now we come closer to home in our own diocese. When we hear of the absurd ways of giving advice to people who want to go to confession, you don't have to really confess all your sins, just some of them that are bothering you, if that much. Because you can always go to a general absolution, and I'll take care of the whole thing. My beloved people, keep this in your hearts. General absolution does not, even in time of great stress, like war or some other things, absolve from mortal sin. Mortal sin must be confessed before general absolution or afterwards if there's time. But it does not take the place of it. I'll repeat this. General absolution does not, even in time of war, absolve from mortal sin. Mortal sin must be confessed either before or afterwards, but does not take the place of. So a lot of people erroneously think that if they go to these general absolutions, which now has turned into an abuse, that everything will be straightened out. It doesn't work that way. The obligation to confess serious sin still remains, regardless if they want to do it or not. So what do we do? We have those who say, those who believe in their hearts. And they got those who say, well, I'm Catholic. For some reason, God has given us the grace to open our eyes, to see what is going on, to try to comprehend what is going on. We who still believe that there is a God in heaven have an obligation to give good example of Christ-likeness. And what does this mean? Does it mean that we act like Protestants do and think that whatever we do is okay? God is merciful, He'll forgive us. Or to think that He's so merciful and kind that He would never send anyone to hell. Let us not forget that God is also just. And when we die and come to His presence, you are in the full measure of justice. Not mercy, but justice. Now we have been confirmed in grace to show all men this Christ-likeness. We profess it in the creed. We generally live it. But we need to go a little more. Always trying to perfect ourselves as best we can in the times we live in. This is serious, especially in these days and times. But remember when our Lord said, when I return, will I even find, do you think, a flicker of faith left? These are frightening words. And why would he even say this? Except that the belief in his real presence in the Blessed Eucharist, which incidentally today is taught to be symbolic, which has been condemned by the Council of Trent, but still people do not believe as they should. But we must continue on. Faith, hope, charity, and love for one another. We are ridiculed of our religious beliefs. We are deprived of our once beautiful churches. We are mocked at everything we hold sacred. Now what shall we do? Shall we panic? No. But follow the unchangeable truth. We believed, we will remain in this belief, and we cannot be shaken from it. No matter who comes and attacks us on the right, or who attacks us on the left, we must remain the same. So for the time being, while we live in trials and tribulations, while everything just seems to be going chaotic, we in our turn must get on our knees and pray. Watch, work out our salvation. For these times were sent for us for the punishment of our sins and also for much increase in sanctifying grace. For God allows the evil to continue so that the good will come forth. So let us not be saddened by this continued trials and tribulations that seem to have no end. They are here for our greater benefit, an opportunity for us to offer reparation for our sins. For this is the wisdom of God, which to us seems incomprehensible. And St. Paul also warns us too about how we should stand up in the spiritual life, to be humble lest we fall, to turn away from evil and do good, not to murmur, not to give way to temptations, but God has sent all this for us, that through it, his likeness will shine forth through us. We have our work ahead of us, and we must make use of the time. God has sent us this time so that we may become holier in the time to come. So we must do, like Saint Benedict says in his rule, that God loves a cheerful giver. So let us be cheerful. Let us be happy. And let us be thankful that God is still giving us his graces. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.